this ending that I'm giving to number 15 may be the most important ending I have ever given you. It describes the excellence of the subtle essence. And of course, it goes beyond the confines of what we would normally think of as our old age. The way is totally different than anything that you and I could ever experience in and of ourselves. And at the ending of number 15, Lhotse concludes everything in such a beautiful manner. I'm going to end with this for number 15, and I pray that it will help you. He who holds on to the way seeks no excess. Since he lacks excess, now listen, he can grow old in no need to be renewed. If you sit with this, if you can sit with this, it will bring tears to your eyes, as it has mine and is doing to me right now. He who holds on to the way seeks no excess. And since he lacks excess, he can grow old in no need to be renewed. In other words, to want to be young again. This is very difficult for us. This is the subtle essence. But we do not hold on to the way. We live by the manner of our humanity. And in doing so, we have removed ourselves from the essential, the subtle essence. When you see the bigger picture, when you have entered into nothingness, when you can observe the world for what it is, the body for what it is and its purpose in this crazy world, when you can understand it as a form of karma, when form no longer means to you what it used to mean, you then come into, well, that beautiful state where there is no remorse, no regret, nothing. The human is done. It is over. When we hold on to the way, we do not live for the hope of living longer. Every time I go to hospice, or I deal with this kind of experience where someone is beginning to leave their body, there is always that part of them that is reluctant to leave. They don't want to die. They want to be renewed. They want excess, and they've lived their life in excess. There was no control in that excess. There was just wanting more and more and more. Passion, emotion. Sustaining, fulfilling the form of our body, the form of how our minds were going to work. There was nothing profound in it at all. So we missed. Who can wait in stillness while the mud settles, as I talked about in the last discourse? What is the excess? It is wanting more than what is happening now. It is living from the form and wanting to sustain the form without the awareness of emptiness, of true loving emptiness. It is only in this consciousness of emptiness that we find the meaning of our life. Let me read you a story. In the life of the beautiful Master Fuzhe. How can the wisdom of immortality that we seek be defined? Asked one of his students. It cannot be defined by any single definition, said Fuzhe. But can you not give us at least a single definition of the many that must be applied to it, persisted the student. He wants how-tos. He wants something that his intellect can hold on to. He wants the excess. Very well, said the sage. Now listen. In each of you, there is a quiet place. Few find it. When you are in your quiet place, you cannot be disturbed nor harmed, because nothing outside of you can penetrate it. The student said, but is this not death rather than immortality? For is not death the ultimate silence? Fuzhe said, no. For noise is that which, having no meaning itself, drowns out that which has meaning. And life is meaning. Therefore, death is noise, and disease is noise, and hatred is noise, and sorrow is noise. In the quiet place within you, all sounds are music, because they cannot enter. The noise of them cannot enter the quiet place. This is the excess. We want more and more and more. We want more. More to keep us occupied. More to make us complicated. More to make us prideful, important. Jesus talked about humility many, many times, as did the Buddha. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst. Blessed are the meek. These are profound teachings. I want you to look at your excess. Just observe it. Don't condemn it. Don't condemn yourself. Observe the excess. When you get right down to it, you start to understand it. That it is nothing but the idea and the ideal of cementing ourselves into the earth, the posture of form. Form in this world will always be changing. Governments will rise, governments will fall. People will rise, people will fall. Good things will happen. Good things will cease to happen. We live in impermanence. You must find your quiet place. This is how you understand all of this. Only in the quiet place. To want nothing, as the Buddha said, with all of your heart. Jesus talked about it. Seek not that which corrupts, which falls apart, that is subject to age and mortality. Seek that which lives within you, that is eternal. This is not a concept. This is not a belief. You must find your quiet place inside you to truly understand this. How much time do you spend finding that quiet place in this lifetime? I will venture to say not much, if at all. The noise of humanity, the noise of the earth, drowns out everything. And if we look at it, we see how we have tried to drown out many aspects of our life. And we tried to do it with food and money, friends and family, trips, pleasure jaunts, all these things. We never find our quiet place. People will come to me in secret. And they will ask, where did I go wrong? Where did I fail myself? They're ashamed of their life. They're ashamed of how they've lived it. They're ashamed of everything. Some of them are confused because they think they've done everything correctly in the form of their form. They never found their quiet place. And that's what I tell them. In your silence is your strength. You may not understand this silence with your mind, your human understanding, but nevertheless, it is all that matters. The Tao is about finding that quiet place. It is the flow of quiet. And once it is truly understood as that which is essential over that which is form, that's when the subtle essence begins to grow in us. I love what Lao Tzu says here. He who holds on to the way seeks no excess, no more. Life, no more living in the human body, in the form. And since he lacks excess, not trying to comfort himself or be better than, he can grow old and no need to be renewed. Growing old is an art. At this stage in our life, when we are past our 60s and going into our 70s, we need to look at our life differently. The tree that we called life, we find the leaves falling from and onto the ground. They are memories, they are beliefs. Our job at this point is to rake up these memories and beliefs and leaves and form a pile of these memories and beliefs and all the experiences of form, and then burn them with love, with gratitude, to realize that they were all delusions and illusions. And we put ourselves through all of this in the most unnecessary way. Once the tree is stripped of its leaves, and all of us will have this, instead of longing for them to grow back and waiting for spring, hoping that spring will come, we sit with these leaves, we watch them burn, and we realize we become the smoke from which the leaves do burn into the formless. Now, if you have lived for virtue, if you have been generous, if you have been kind, if you have been merciful in your life, all of this will happen. And you will see no need for you to have another chance at it, as it were. What would that even mean? Another chance. Another chance for the Gregory to muck things up again? No. No. It is to live in the graciousness of the quiet place. And this is something that I cannot talk you into. I can tell you the quiet place. If you have lived in simplicity and solitude, you will find the silence, the quiet place. It is the goodness of your nature. And it is a very important thing. In fact, it is essential. It is the meaning of the excellence of a person who has lived their life well. The depth of this quiet place is too profound to comprehend. This is the subtle essence of our life. Sit with yourself in meditation. And we're going to sit together here at the end now, in the quiet place of our being, where there's no longer the push, the pull, the right, the wrong, the good, the bad, the guilt, the shame, the anger, where we are just sitting immersed in the goodness of our nature, which is love, because all of this that I have been speaking to you about in this discourse, and in fact, every discourse I offer you, every workshop, every retreat, it's all about love. And love is found not in more, not in excess, but in less. Less, less, less. If you can understand this, if this can be a part of your life, how beautiful your life and your death will be. You will be stepping out of one dimension into an entirely different one. You will disappear. You will immersed in the oneness of consciousness. This is how Lhotse describes it. In keeping the spirit and soul together, you can maintain perfect harmony. Let's do this together in our quiet place. Let go. Let go. No excess. No need